Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtas Menachos, Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah discusses the various different types of measuring kelim that they had in the Beis HaMikdash. Shtei midos shel yovesh hayu b'mikdash. There were two types of measures for dry things, like flour, in the Beis HaMikdash. One measured an asarain, v'chatzi asarain, and the other measured a half an asarain. How much is an asarain? So we've discussed this earlier. It's a tenth of an epha. Half a asarain is a 20th of an epha. You want to know how much it is in terms of something you can connect to? So when we'll learn the Sechtas Chala, you'll see it comes out to a cheshbon of about 43.2 eggs. Rabbi Meir Aymer. Rabbi Meir says there were three types of measuring cups. Isarain, Isarain, v'chatzi asarain. Wait a sec, what do you mean three? You just repeated the word Isarain twice. Zokt about Tanur, there were two types of Isarains. Whenever you measure something like flour, there's mechuka, that means you leveled it out on top, even exactly, and there's gedusha. You just like, remember from Masechtas Bava Kama, gadush means a stack of tefuah? Never heard the expression, I brought you a heaping cup of ice cream. Not just leveled off even on the top. Mamash, it even rises above the top. So if it's heaped, there's more, no? Well, that's from Meir's point. The sarin that measures the gadush, the gedusha, the heaped flour, was a little smaller than the one that was used to measure when they would level it. Let's get back to that mushel of the ice cream. One person has a heaping cup of ice cream. It rises above the cup, but it's a smaller cup. Someone else has it. It's not much even on top, but it's a bigger cup. Lamaise, it's the same amount of ice cream. The only thing is, the one that heaps over looks a little better. Looks like, ah, oh, you see, giving you so much ice cream, even more than the cup. So in a way, it was a nice thing to use a smaller cup that's heaping. So when did they use the one that was level? The one that was level, they used for the Chavite Kohen Gadol. Because he had to measure an asarin in the morning, and later it would be divided into two half asarins. Because I had to pour off and divide it, I wanted to make sure I don't lose anything. So that asarin had to be level. As I held Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir dashes from a pasuk, Isarin, Isarin, Lakevesu Echad, that there were two asarinis. If both were mamish the same, so what way are they two? So it must be that it was measured differently. Both added up to the same amount of flour, but one was a little bit larger, and they measured it mechuka, leveled off, and one was a little bit smaller, and you heaped a little bit higher. Zayalt Rabbi Meir, the Chachamim say, no, there was only one asarin. They dashed in the pasuk of asarin echad lekeves echad, and that asarin was measuring by leveling it off on top, and that's how they measured all of the menachos, and the halachas like the Chachamim. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Isarin Mahaya Mishamish, so this Isarin, what did they use it for? Shabahiyah Maidid Lachala Menachis, like we explained. They would measure with it the flour for all of the Menachis. Now, not all Menachis required a single Isarin. That was the minimum amount. But even those that needed more, they would use the Isarin measuring cup to measure it with, like the Mishnah explains. Lohaya Maidid, they wouldn't measure Bishal Shloisha Lapar, with a special cup for three Isarin, for the par that needed Taka 3. Didn't have a special two asarin vessel for the mincha that came along with the ram. Rather, they would measure the flour using the single asarin, one asarin at a time. So if the par needed three, they would measure it three times, fill up three asarins. If the ayil needed two, they would fill it up twice. Now, there also was a half an asarin measuring cup, chatzi asarin mahayam mishamish. What did that serve as? What did they use that for? They would measure with it the flour of the Kohen Gadol's chavitin, which was divided into two. Mechze b'baiker, mechze b'enu rabayim. Half of its flour, they were makrib in the morning, and the other half in the afternoon. The Batur explains as follows. The Kohen Gadol brought from his house a complete asarin. It was divided into two in the Mikdash. Each one was kneaded on its own. From each asarin they made six chalais. So there was a combined 12 challahs. They were all baked together. And afterwards, they would divide the challah into two, and there would be makriv. 12 halves in the morning, and 12 halves in the evening. Before there would be makrivit, it would be broken up into pieces of a kazayas, and they would double each piece into two, but they would not mamish separate it. In regard to the other pieces of the menachos, the pieces were a kazayas, they would double it into two, 2 into 4, and then separated, like we learned earlier, in Perek Vav, Mishnah Daled. Okay, the Mishnah told us there were two types of dry measuring cups, meaning measuring cups used to measure dry things like flour in the Beis HaMikdash, a keli that held an isarin, that's a tenth of an epha, and a half an isarin. Rebbe Meir says there were two types of isarins and one half of an isarin. According to Rebbe Meir, the keli that had an isarin when it was leveled on the top, that was used to measure the isarin for the Minchas Chavitin that the Kohen Gadol was makriv every day. Now, because you had to divide it, that's why you use the larger keli, so you shouldn't lose some. If it was heaped over, in a way, it's nicer. Now, that's the svarit. To have a smaller keli that's heaped over, it looks like, oh, you know, if I bring you a present, here's flour. A heaping amount. Ah, so much. I'm giving it to you, b'ein yof. I'm not just measuring it. Sure, take a nig and nach, here's even a little bit more on top. But when it comes to the chavite kohen gadol, you have to make sure you don't lose any. If you have to divide it in half, so it had to be measured. That's your meir sheath. Again, the chachamim say, no, there was no two types of asarin. There was only one type of an asarin. And even when they needed three asarins for a par, or two asarins for an aisle, they would measure them an asarin at a time. The chatzi asarin they would use for the chavite kohen gadol. So again, it started out as an asarin, but then you had to divide it into a half asarin. Half in the morning, half in the evening. So the kohen gadol again originally used the full asarin to measure as asarin. And then it was divided into these two half asarins. Half in the morning and half in the evening.